This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Fuck. We need to stop just standing up before we do the podcast.
Every time.
We need to care about the podcast more.
I just love this podcast.
You literally unplug your headphones and every day I say the podcast, Dave, and you every day say, fuck. You need to just care about it more.
I love the podcast.
People bother their holes to listen to this.
People are only listening to this podcast to hear themselves back if they were on the show
this
morning.
That's not true. Lots of people actually don't get a chance to listen to us live, Dave, and we actually do a pretty good show and people like...
We do a fantastic show.
Don't shit on the podcast.
Please. We do a fantastic show.
Thank you.
The podcast now, that's not great.
You mean this part?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the stuff everyone's going to hear soon is pretty decent.
It's class.
Yeah.
The podcast bit though, it's not great.
But you need to bring a bit more energy to the podcast bit.
Well,
it's not fair.
I've just given energy for the last 3 hours. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And now you want me to do more.
The most energy you've given in the last 50... This has taken 53 seconds of your time so far. And the most energetic thing you've said...
Fuck!
Yeah. Anyway, listen, he's to go and shave off the tiny little bum fluff. Baby hairs over his
I'm doing November, guys, so, you know.
He'll look the exact same tomorrow with a choked
up. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on? How are we?
I was utterly convinced this morning driving to work. I was like, oh, it's Halloween. Cool.
Oh, no.
I wonder what kind of spooky stuff will be around town today. But no, it's not to be. I'm a day too soon. Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow, yeah. I was in a meeting only a couple of days ago and one of the people in the meeting was like, why does that schedule say the 31st? That's Halloween. And everyone was like, yeah. And she was like, do we have to work Halloween?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I bet you I know who that person was.
You get one guess.
Does her name begin with L?
It does.
Excellent. Excellent. Go on, Lucy.
Go on, Lucy.
Demanding bank holidays left, right and centre. I love it. I was on the M50 last night. Haven't had a nighttime M50 drive in ages.
I was on the M50 as well last night.
Were you?
Yeah, and the M1.
I was on the M50 last night, dropped my boyfriend Jack to the airport, and I have to say, you forget what...
So you were also on the M1 as well?
I was on the M1 as well. God, I quite might have passed you.
There you go.
Little wave. It's such a joy when it works, isn't it? It's such a lovely, pleasant...
Lovely at night.
It's lovely at night. I actually really enjoy the M50 when it works.
I was going down, I was going northbound, and I was going at like 6 o'clock, and it was not enjoyable.
Not enjoyable at all. Isn't it incredible to see the other side of it?
Yeah,
when
I was coming back at like 9:30, 10.
Oh, yeah.
Straight into Drumcondra, no issues. Straight over to Finglas, no issues.
Just taking their time, being real cool and relaxed, and everyone has somewhere to go, and you don't feel like someone's going to cut across you in 2 seconds and try and dart off out to that lane, and your anxiety's at like a regular level. It was actually just a very enjoyable experience.
It was.
The M50, the odd times.
Yeah. It was, We need one for the night time and one for the day, I think.
I would agree, actually. Yeah. Or one that just is bigger to fit everyone.
Yes, that'd be nice.
That'd be
eight lanes of traffic.
Spins Fully Charged with now.
You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
Morning. What's going on? Yesterday on the show, we were talking about where have you dropped your phone? Mm. And we got a lot of messages in.
Even more
hilarious.
Overnight. So Emily was in touch at some point overnight.
This didn't happen to me, but happened to my friend. He was going solo traveling to Thailand for 6 weeks. And on his first night, he managed to drop his phone and it fell down like cracked the floor of the airplane. He just had no boarding passes, nothing left, and had like 3 more planes to get. And no one heard from him for a little while, so everyone was quite concerned.
I've never heard of that before.
So it fell actually into the airplane, into the interior, as in down into where the bags are, you'd imagine.
And would that be airplane mode, would it?
Hey!
Boom, boom!
10
it's only
10.
12 past 7 I came up with that.
Tony, when and where have you dropped your phone?
So a few years ago, it was summertime, me and the family, my sisters, nephew, nieces and that, we went down to the river and I had a big bright blue Nokia blockie. And my nephew picked it up and he flung it into the river.
No.
Oh, come here now. Tell me this. Was this in the days when the Blocky and Nokias were around, or did you go back when they were re-releasing
no,
it? Another one?
I went back because my phone wasn't getting fixed. I dropped my, I think it was a Samsung at the time.
Right.
The whole screen was shattered. I was always a friend that had a broken phone. So it wasn't getting fixed. And so I had to use the Nokia Blocky.
He probably didn't know what it was.
No, he probably thought it was like a calculator or something.
Yeah. I'll give this a fling. I might get it to, you know, skip stones or something.
What's this thing with buttons on it? That's gas. Oh my God.
Oh, go on, you got it back,
I swam for it.
Did you swim? Did you get it?
Yeah. I got it and it worked for years after. Didn't break.
Stop it.
They're just the
no
best.
They're just so reliable, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Long
so
live
funny.
The Blockia.
I love that.
Yeah.
Fair play to you for swimming as well. I wouldn't be going in for anything. I wouldn't be swimming for a laptop, let alone a Nokia.
Oh, I had no one to use.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
She was already at the Nokia Blocky.
Yeah, yeah. It couldn't get much
even
worse.
If it was.
Couldn't get much worse. You'd be using a landline next.
Cheers, Tony.
Thanks so much.
Good luck, Tony. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye-bye. Ali was also on to us. When and where have you dropped your phone?
I was in work one day. I teach at like a water aerobics class.
Mm. Oh, cool.
And I was setting up, getting everything out, you know, getting the like speaker and stuff. And my phone just like flew. Like it was something out of like a movie. Like there's a string attached to it.
No.
Into the pool, straight to the bottom.
Oh,
awful.
And you couldn't even describe why. Like it just happened. It just flew into the air.
No idea, it just flew. I was like, what just happened? When the ladies just hopped straight down to the bottom and like threw it out to me, and I was like, oh my God, right before the class, please still work.
And?
Absolute banger of a playlist, played the whole way through, no problems.
Oh,
savage!
Really?
Unreal.
Yes.
I was just thinking, what about your tunes for the class? Okay, brilliant, nice one. Well, what kind of phone was that?
It was an iPhone.
Okay.
So interesting. They are getting better with it.
Yeah.
They're getting there.
They won't say it's waterproof, they'll say it's water resistant.
Totally.
So that's good. Very good.
A bit of chlorine. All right, Ali.
I think a little
Thank
angel
you.
On your shoulder there. Have a great day, Ali.
You too, bye.
Bye, bye-bye. And Rob, when and where did you drop your phone?
Well, of course, living out in Darndale, Coolock, I was doing a lot of running. And I was running and I managed to slip the phone out of my pocket and it went forward. I then stood on it while still running and then slipped. And I managed to catch my feet, but my phone screen was totally done in.
No.
And I couldn't, like, trying to explain that to the lads and all, they were like, yeah, right. I'm like, lads, it was just one of them things. It just went straight out in front of me. And they're like, your phone would fall behind you because you're running.
Yeah.
And that's right, Tom.
No, I've been there.
Questioning gravity or and all things?
Yeah.
Fell out in front of you.
Yeah.
You stood in it, you slipped on it, and the screen was completely end of.
End of. It was all crusty, full of dirt from the pot. Couldn't even put it up to your ear because it was done in. So you got a loudspeaker for a while.
Oh my God.
You were the loudspeaker.
I hated those people. You always had those people when you were kids be like, sorry, I have to answer my phone, but it's broken, so I have to do it on loudspeaker.
I swear. Right now, lads, these are on loudspeaker because this phone got water in the speaker and it has to be on loudspeaker.
Rob, you're just a loudspeaker kind of guy.
You're just that. We all had that one friend. It just happens to be you, Rob. I love it.
Disaster with any kind of technology. Cheers, Rob.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Have a great
day.
Later.
Recharged.
Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Listen, we're always all of us looking to make an extra few bob. At the moment, I'm starting to really think maybe I should put my clothes on Depop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm at that point. I donate.
Even the ones you like.
You know what? I do a lot of donating them to charity shops and, you know, to those, what would you say, like the bins that go to charity anyway. But I was looking at stuff the other day. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. If you fancy I'm making a quick few bob and you happen to have certain items lying around, you probably hear this stuff all the time, but I always see this in the newspapers and stuff like online. If you have any of these around, it could make you a few quid. But this one resonates with me because it's very much focused on our generation.
Oh, right, okay.
And when we were kids, when we were teenagers and stuff that is likely in your parents' attic or likely still in your possession if you've moved on, right? So, over two decades since the noughties, some of these items could be worth a lot more money than they cost originally if you wanted to get rid of them and make a few quid before Christmas. The big thing at the moment they're looking at is the iPod, or specifically the iPod Nano.
Oh, yeah.
If your Nano is lying around, Money Digest reported that an unopened sealed iPod in its original box It was sold for 29 grand.
Yeah, this is quite normal. Like, these are for collectors and stuff.
I get that. And if you had a Nano in the noughties, what are the chances it's still in the box?
Yeah, not
that's the other side of it. Yeah. But if it was used, you could still make about 250 on it.
Not bad.
Yeah, right? So that's what they're saying. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, the collectors are always like mad for paying big bucks, but it has to be unopened and it has to be like...
Do you think that people would like display this in their cabinets in their sitting room? Kind of.
Yeah, thing? Probably.
Is that what they
do? Yeah, it's like just big tech.
Kind of like our friend Colin who collects Lego.
Yes.
That's the way you do it. All right, okay.
Pretty much.
I thought of you with this one because I know you're a gamer. PlayStation 2?
Yeah.
Any of them lying about?
Yeah.
If it's out of the box, you might be looking at about 90 quid.
Yeah.
And again, who would be so excited to get their PlayStation 2 and keep it unused in the box back then? Thanks, Santa. Not going to use it. But if you're in that very rare position, you could make up to a grand on that.
It's so funny. Like, I feel like there's nothing we could buy right now that we should save for 30 years. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And sell for like loads of grand.
I actually think we could. There's some stuff I was actually thinking about that I think you should hang on to. Callum?
There's a big thing at the minute. I have a PlayStation 5, and on the digital game store on the PlayStation 5, they have games from the original PlayStation, the PS2, that you can play on your PlayStation. So you can play like the Toy Story games. So I think like those older consoles, the consoles of like 20, 25 years ago, are big again in terms of nostalgia. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
When I find the Nintendo Wii, I'm like, oh, will we plug it in?
I've only recently plugged in my Nintendo Wii and my PlayStation. Mm. And I had an absolute ball.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
These definitely are lying around somewhere for the girlos. The Bratstalls on eBay at the moment. They're saying that prices can vary from a mere tenner. But if you had a few of them lying around, it could be an easy 50 quid for you. But they could go to like a grand for like a really Bratstall in good nick. And they'd be just lying around in the house somewhere up in the attic in your old toys box or whatever.
But then they're not in good nick.
Well, that's true. Maybe you could clean her up a little bit. I hadn't heard of Super Soakers, but they're a big thing. They're literally just like a water gun.
Yeah, they're massive water guns.
Yeah, huge water guns.
They've been around since 1989. They can get you up to 400 quid.
Basically, if you were a kid who for some reason refused to open your toys, you could be in the money.
Mm. The Hannah Montana Malibu Beach House, I remember begging Santa for that. Didn't get it though. 200 quid you could get for those. That was in the big Hannah Montana days. And then others that make the list are decent looking Yu-Gi-Oh cards. The Hasbro iDog. Do you remember them always on the ads for Smiths?
Oh, yeah.
And you used to put like the digital bone on their nose and you could do a flip and everything.
Yeah. That was cool.
They were discontinued, so collectors are really after them at the moment. And the Game Boy Advance. You both mentioned the Wii there. I do think in years to come it'll be like, mortals play tennis with this thing.
Do you know
what I mean? It'll be weird.
I have to put an apology out to my mum at this point because when I was younger, I still kind of am, was big into Doctor Who.
Mm.
And when I was a kid, I would force my mum to buy, they used to release like books episodically, like once a month or something. And I've got like 50 of them sitting at home thinking these will make something one day. My mum's been trying to sell them for about 2 years.
No.
Currently sitting at like £15 for 50 of these books and she just cannot shift them.
It's the same with Pokemon cards. You should definitely have a look and see what Pokemon cards you have up in the attic because they could be worth some money.
I'm a devil. I'm such a clearer outer of everything. Everything's just gone. AirPods, I think, will become a collector's item massively.
If they're definitely unopened and untouched.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah, gross. Yeah. The Apple Watch and the Fitbit, I think, in years to come, will be like, these people like were obsessed with their step counts from these watches. And I think TVs in general, this is my prediction, will be gone. I think it'll be all about the projector in the future.
Do you think?
I think so.
They're
very boxy.
Right? Yeah, no.
A little subtle projector up in the corner, just light up the wall when you want it, I think will become more of a...
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking more futuristic of it, like being like a beam of light and it just kind of shoots into your head and there it is. There's your entertainment.
When you said a beam of light, I was like, do you mean a projector? Here's Dasha and Austin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning.
I was telling you yesterday about my little concerns about my finger. The other day...
Your gammy finger.
My gammy finger. Again, I was banging tables because really aggressive. I was like, woo! Having a great time in Jimmy Rabbit's the other day and the playlist was too good, so it's their fault. And
stop blaming Jimmy Rabbit.
I think that's the only thing that makes sense, that I picked up a little bit of a splinter from that experience. And normally you can kind of fish out a blister, splinter yourself.
Yeah.
This kind of was going on for a couple of days and I was starting to get quite concerned about it because...
Did you notice it in Jimmy Rabbit's? Like, did it when...
No.
No.
No, it was later that evening. I was like, oh, something's a bit dodgy with my finger. And then when I woke up the next day, it was quite swollen.
Yeah.
And there was no obvious, like, little mark in my finger to identify, oh, that is a splinter.
Yes.
I couldn't figure out where it was coming from, so I was squeezing it and I was at it and all the rest. and I wasn't really getting anywhere. I remember even meeting Callum that evening and I was like, what do you think is wrong with my finger? I was asking everyone's advice. It just looked a
poor bit... Callum just looked at as our dad.
So I could, did you have any advice on what to do with my finger? Anyway, so I just couldn't, and I know maybe it's not very responsible, but I couldn't get my head around parting with like whatever a doctor fee is, 60, 70 quid.
Yeah.
For a splinter.
Honestly.
I was like, come on, I've had many splinters in my time. I'm well able to handle this myself. So I went at it last night with the tweezers and seemed to have done the business because the swelling is down and I lathered it in Suda cream last night with the plaster. That's just the Irish way.
Yep.
There's Suda cream on it, so I think it's fine. But I've noticed that I have a thing about my fingers because this is the third time in like the last year I've had a gammy finger.
Yeah.
One night, my friend closed the door of like a van taxi.
Ah!
He was hopping into the front while I was hopping into the back with some of the girls, right? This is my friend Niall. And he was getting into the front, so he was trying to be helpful and close the door. And I was halfway in, but my hand was still out. And the door closed while my finger was in the lock. And then I just said, really slowly, open that door.
Oh my God.
And out came my finger. And to say it was like a balloon. A door of a nightclub closed in my hand about 2 weeks after that. So
you
I
need to
had
just
much
permanently wear casts, I think.
On my fingers, yeah. And you know what? I used to wear a lot of rings on my fingers. And because I'm so traumatized because of the swelling from one of the door closing experiences, now I couldn't get the ring off. I just said, I'm not going to wear rings that much anymore. So there you go. I'm just meant to have chunky fingers, I think.
I'm so squeamish that even this is making me go...
Yeah, don't worry. I covered it up today with a plaster. I'm not going to show it to you.
Nice.
But I do think the Suda cream, guys, it's the only way forward. There's a vast improvement. Your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. And all this week on the show, we want you to get your skates on. We've got tons of family passes to give away. For ice skating passes, that is. All but thanks to onice.ie.
Looks get your like, skates gone.
Get your skates on.
Your skates gone.
It looks like Dundrum is open and Swords will be open tomorrow, so you can enjoy these family passes. We have to go this very weekend.
Nice. Dundrum or Swords on Ice. Visit one of their many ice rinks across the country as well. Tickets right now on ice.ie. And as Emma said, we got loads of family passes. That's four tickets per winner to give away every single day. Let's start calling people.
So many people. Let's try ringing David first.
Good name.
Hi, David. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
What's up, Dahi?
Not too well, as well. What's happening?
What's the crack? All right. You got to answer this very short question to win your way to onice.ie. Complete Santa saying, ho, ho.
Ho.
How dare you, Dahi?
Oh,
how dare you?
I'm offended. How
you
dare
should,
you?
Should be. Get him off the
you
phone.
You set me up for that one.
Cheers, David. Well done. You've won four tickets to onice.ie. Well done.
Lovely, guys. Thanks very much.
Good luck, David. Have a good one.
Looking for you now, Paul. Your number ends in 66.
Hello.
Hiya, Paul. It's Emma and Dave and Spin. How are you?
What's up, Paul? You ready for your question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Christmas month.
December.
Spot on, Paul. You've just got yourself a family pass to onice.ie. Congratulations. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I really wish they could do a random pub quiz where they just do it in this style and fastest finger first.
Yeah, that's
good. Because it's the only way to feel smart at a pub quiz. Claire, where are you? Your number ends in 88.
Hello.
Hiya, Claire. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
What's up, Claire?
Hi. How are you?
Very short question coming your way. Name a Christmas decoration.
The star on the Christmas tree.
Oh, lovely. Very good choice. I was going to say a bauble.
I was going to say an angel.
Oh, very nice. I do put an angel on your tree.
It's a star on my one at home. What about you, Claire? You an angel?
A star on ours as well.
Yeah.
Star on ours, yeah. Same.
Stars.
Thank God for that.
All right, Claire, listen, you've won four tickets to onice.ie. Enjoy.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Claire.
Have a great day. Thank you.
One more. For today.
And Rachel, we're looking for you now. Your number ends in 39.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. It's Emma and Dave and Spin. How are you?
Good morning, Rachel.
Oh, hey. How are you?
We're really, really good. Okay, Rachel, here's your very short question to win that family pass. Make a turkey noise. I would have went for something a little bit more. But don't worry about it, Rachel. It's the effort that counts. A for effort and four tickets to onice.ie for effort as well. Congratulations.
A wooing turkey.
Thanks very much.
Love it. Cheers, Rachel.
Thanks, you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Dave does such a good turkey noise, in fairness to him.
Thank you.
It's so good. Another chance to win with onice.ie tomorrow in this show after 9:30. Chapel Row now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chapel Roan, Hot to Go on your number one hit music station. This is Spin. Dave, a man of many talents, just revealed to us again and reminds me how good he is at making turkey sounds. Can you give that to us one more time, sir, please?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I have to get in there.
Get in the dust in the turkey zone. So we've just got a sound of an actual turkey, and I think yours sounds more like a turkey than the actual turkey.
Oh, go on.
Because that just sounds like a really angry turkey. What are you saying to each other?
Oh, we're just having chats.
Checking out his morning's going.
Oh, I'm wishing him the best of luck for Thanksgiving.
The energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Hits Radio Live in Manchester.
Morning, it is Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. I hope all is good.
Good morning.
Listen, we've been telling you about this for the last couple of weeks here in Spin. Just because the summer is over, it doesn't mean you can't see loads of your favourite artists live at one massive gig. Hits Radio Live is a gig happening in Manchester on Saturday the 23rd of November, and we'd like you to get there.
Yeah, we're talking Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Kinder Crow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora.
Quite a versatile mix of people there as well. So loads of different genres and things.
An insane lineup. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable, and we want to send you there Saturday 23rd of November, and you're listening out for those artists to play on Spin anytime they do play on Spin. WhatsApp us, the word hits to 087 711 103. We could potentially be calling you back and getting you in that draw.
So the draw is going to happen on the 8th of November, right? And then someone's going to win those gig tickets, your return flights, your transfers, your bed and breakfast in a 4-star Manchester hotel. And you must be over the age of 18 to enter the Spin Network competition. Full terms are on our website. This morning we walked into the studio at 7 a.m. and someone had messaged in after hearing Tom Grennan on Spin about half an hour beforehand. So this is 6:30 this morning, okay?
All right.
Let's just give it a go and try and get this person into the draw if we can.
Yeah, why not?
Hello?
Hi, is that Laura?
Yes.
Hi, it's Spin calling. How are you?
Hi, Laura.
Hey, how are you?
You were up at the crack of dawn this morning, were you?
Yeah, I am.
We walked into the studio and we saw, God, Laura is all over this Hits Radio Live competition. What had you up so early?
I'm actually going into college, just doing a bit of study.
Okay. Oh my God, that's very, very early to be doing
study. Dedication. Were you going in that early, trying to get a bit of parking?
Yeah, exactly.
I know that struggle. Try and get away, try and actually get somewhere on campus rather than staying or getting outside someone's house a mile up the road. Okay, well, listen, very good. What artist did you hear playing ages ago this morning?
Tom Grennan.
Well, you're absolutely spot on and you're in that draw to get yourself to Hits Radio Live. Well done.
Nice one.
That's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. So just again, let's just go through them again. Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keen to Crow and Jax Jones.
KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora.
Your chance to win not only here on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling, but all across the day at Spin. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Hit music now.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Your number one hit music station. This is Spin with Gigi Perez. That is called Sailor's Song. Morning to you.
Good morning. Ooh. Now, I think at this time of the year, there's very clearly two types of people. There are the people like the Aisling Bonners who go out and get all of the bits and all of the materials and everything to make a Halloween costume.
Homemade. A lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of discomfort.
We did that as kids and things like that, and we used to go and make the costume and
I just throw on a plastic bag.
Yeah, it's always the plastic bag. But we had fun doing it.
Yep.
But there's also the other side of the coin, and that is people who last minute go to the Halloween factory or the spooky store or something, whatever. It's always called some crap. And to get a cheap plastic Halloween costume.
Sure. I was one of those guys.
Yeah. Well, the thing about this is that these Halloween stores don't have the rights to the costumes that they're selling. Right? This is a conspiracy. I've blown it wide open. So instead of selling them as if they're like Mickey Mouse, they're selling them as if they're mouse character.
I hear you. So
do you
they
know
can't
I mean?
Actually put like
they can't put Mickey Mouse.
Copyright Disney.
So they're giving other they're kind of just describing what it is.
I
do you know what
that.
I mean?
Yeah.
And so I have
You gotta do.
I was in a shop the other day that sells Halloween costumes. By the way, they're all like €35. You wait two more days, they're gonna be about €3.
But you can't dress up on Friday.
Why not?
Well maybe you can this weekend actually.
So I've gone through some of these, right, and they are just honestly fantastic. Because, as I said, they're going without, you know, having the rights to sell these. So I want to give you some examples. So instead of the Minions, right? You have a guy in the dungarees and the yellow top, and the title of the costume is Mischievous Worker. It's not Minion.
Okay.
You have one with a blue T-shirt and a Sonic the Hedgehog mask. Blue Speed Mouse.
Very good.
There is a costume of a Batman, but it doesn't say Batman on it or have the Batman logo. It has Bat written across it, and the title is Adult Bat Hero.
Very good.
These are genuinely real costumes that have been in Halloween stores.
Okay.
Instead of your one from Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Misfit Side Chick.
Very good.
No, sorry, Misfit Sidekick.
And this essentially means that, say, like, the Batman franchise does make a cent off this costume.
They won't make a cent, yes, okay, because they're not paying the... not paying the I'd imagine if someone from DC, like, as in DC Comics, came and saw that Batman costume, they would have something to say. So I'd like you to see if you can guess some of these, right? Bossy Salem Sister.
Bossy Salem Sister.
Yes.
Salem Sister. Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
No, close. It's from Hocus Pocus.
Damn it.
From Winifred. Do you remember?
I do actually know, yeah, okay.
Brave Warrior America.
Brave Warrior America. There's a lot of them. Kamala Harris?
Oh, God. Clip that up, send that to Kamala HQ. She's going to love that. No, that would be Captain America.
Okay, very good.
Caribbean Pirate.
Johnny Depp's character. Pirates of the Caribbean, your man.
Yes,
Johnny,
yes, no, we'll give you that.
Yeah, your man there. It's a Johnny Depp's lad. Captain Hook, no. Jack Sparrow.
Yes, well done. Forest Princess.
Oh, a lot of them love the forest. Down your golden hair. Snow White.
I actually think, yeah, you're right. It is Snow White. That's exactly what it is. Again, these are just the titles on the costumes. They don't obviously say Forest Princess, a.k.a. Snow White, because they are trying to get away with not paying for the rights. Yeah. You know what I mean? This one I'm not even going to put to you. It's just a bizarre one. It's like this yellow onesie with a little kind of little face on the top of the onesie. Electric Chinchilla. It's Pikachu.
Oh, very good.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Very good.
Plumber.
Mario.
Well done. Yes. there was one that said Hermione Grinder, and I would imagine that's
no
for
way.
Hermione Granger. And it says...
that's excellent.
The top student at Chogborts.
Does it? Are you making that up?
No, I swear. Includes wizard cloak and plaid tie. And then it said underneath, no licensing fees.
Brilliant.
The pubescent frog of Silent War.
The pubescent frog? Who's a pubescent frog?
The teenaged.
Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. No?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes.
Sponge Baby.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Aqua Hero.
Ariel.
No, Aquaman. Okay. Mystery Hunting Dog.
Mystery Hunting Dog. The Fox in the House.
Scooby Doo. Star Warrior.
Star Wars character?
Yes.
Okay.
And Crazy Man Who Loves Hats.
The Hat Man.
The Mad Hatter.
I'm panicking.
You're very good. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Galantis, David Guetta, and 5 seconds of summer. That's called Lighter on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning to you.
Load of them in there.
There are, yeah. Yeah. Big gang of them.
It's a weird collaboration of people. It's so bizarre.
Okay, so yesterday in the show, we were talking about a story that was in one of the newspapers, and it was one of those stories that was based on such blatant, utter rumour. Utter nothing. This journalist was writing this article saying that Lewis Capaldi is tipped to have an album in the works because he was overheard talking in a pub in London to one of this journalist's and one of this journalist's friends was in said pub and overheard a conversation with Lewis and his friend. And I was like, how did this even make print? This is crazy. You know what I mean? It's just so out there. But look, that's where we're at. So we were inspired by that and we said, let's see what we could do with the Irish publications. And we said, if we could write 3 fake showbiz stories, send them from anonymous emails and see if any of them would make the papers this week.
Yeah.
So after the show yesterday, Dave and I got cracking on this and we both set up fake email addresses, right? I did feel like quite a fraud.
So did I.
I felt really weird.
I was wondering, like, is this catfish?
I've never set up any kind of an alias account ever.
No.
Honestly, my life, ever. So it was quite strange. But then I went from being allergic to it to being like, this could be kind of fun. So I set up an email address called hi, it's me here, 99@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So would you believe, hi, it's me. Not maybe too surprising, wasn't an option. So hi, it's me here, 99, was the email address that I went with.
Okay, I went with the email address Harry Miles instead of Harry Styles. I went Harry Miles 154@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I actually put Harry.miles, so it looks like I work at Gmail.
Ah, very good. Okay, so Dave and I had three stories each, and we sent them each to three different publications. So my first email went to an online newspaper, and it says, "Hi guys, I'm wondering how much you'll be willing to pay if I can prove that Sabrina Carpenter will spend this Christmas in Dublin with Barry Keoghan and is particularly excited about his mashed potatoes. Thanks."
And sorry, that's Anon. Excellent. Like,
right,
that's so good. I don't know. Like, you should have. Response,
I'd be curious.
I did Kim K meets Circle K. She went on a trip to Circle K to buy sweets.
Mm-hmm.
I also did Matt Damon's Irish trainer. He only eats eggs and Haribo cola bottles.
Yeah, and he had all these written out and sent to these people. I then did pretty much the same thing. Hi guys, wondering how much you're willing to pay if I can prove that Rihanna plans to return to the same field in County Down where mm-hmm. she shot her music video for We Found Love in 2009 as part of her relaunch into the music industry. And finally, another email. I liked the idea, and this was Dave's idea, of saying, how much would you be willing to pay if I can prove? Because that kind of makes it look like you have
evidence. Yeah.
And are you willing to pay me if I give this to you? Finally, to another publication in Ireland, I said, I'm wondering how much you'd be willing to pay if I can prove that Saoirse Ronan was spotted buying a 5-pack of ankle socks in Penny's on Mary Street recently.
Interesting.
So I said to myself, I'm not checking this all night. I'm going to come in this morning to work and just see what's in my inbox or Dave's inbox this morning. Sadly, I can reveal that I got nothing apart from thanks for contacting XXXXX. We're very delighted that you've reached out to us, but that was just an automated email address. I didn't get any human getting back to me with interest in any of my fabulous stories, sadly. Dave?
Well, I emailed a certain tabloid and I said, hi guys, how much would you pay if I could prove to you that Britney Spears once got her ears pierced in Blanche? We got a response.
Go on! Go on!
So keep in mind, the email address is Harry Miles. So the email starts off, hi Harry. Not much, to be honest. Unless it was recently. I'm intrigued if you have any more details. Cheers from Mark.
Oh.
So now I have to come up with more details. And
wow.
Maybe if anyone is good at Photoshop.
I was just about to say, there's a stink of Callum and a hack Photoshop job off this.
I think we should do it on Paint or something.
The black boxes around the picture
in
and
Claire's
everything.
Accessories. Make it look like it was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, first of all, I think you should go back and ask how much is not much.
Yes. Yeah, so that's they're willing to pay not much, apparently.
Yeah, so, like, not much could... Like, for them, not much could be, like, $1,000.
Yeah.
You don't know how much... is not much for those big newspapers. So I think you should go back with how much is not much, see if you get a response to that, and then we send a picture.
That's okay. The story is alive and well. Britney was only in Dublin on tour 5-6 years ago, I think.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So I might be able to find a picture of Britney somewhere in Temple Bar, because if you get a picture of her walking around...
There's one of her on Grafton Street, I'm pretty sure.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we can kind of cut Britney out... I'm not great at Photoshop now.
You're all right.
Honestly, the worse the better, I think.
So we might be able to cut her out, and then we'll get like a really rough picture of... Where was it? Liffey Valley? Blanche?
No, Blanche. Claire's Accessories, Blanche.
Okay, Blanche. So maybe we'll get a picture of her walking into Blanche.
Yeah.
And then another one of her outside Blanche, but it's the same picture.
Okay, look, the story is so funny. This is a rolling.
We're just wasting people's time.
We will keep you in the loop.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What is the most random WhatsApp group chat you're in? The one that you were added to on a really random occasion or a really random night with people that maybe you don't know very well anymore, whatever the case may be. 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. Have a look here. I'm in several groups that, one, I don't know what they were created for, even looking back into the archive folder now. There was one created in 2019, not by me, called Airport and Parking.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue where I was going or who I was going away with, but it seems like there were six of us in that group. There's a group that I created in 2017 called Shane Ward 2017. I think I was really curious to see Shane Ward live somewhere and was trying to arrange a gang of us to get together and travel somewhere, curious to see Shane Ward live because I loved Shane Ward back in the day. The other day, this is kind of why it was in my mind as well, is my boyfriend Alex spent all of our... Where, Alex?
What happened there? Let's...
Alex!
Let's dissect that.
I'm so used to hearing Aisling say my boyfriend Alex that I don't know. That just came out of nowhere. That's
Jack
bizarre.
Is your boyfriend.
I know,
Jack.
His name is Jack. That's Jack. Hilarious. My boyfriend Jack spent all of 90 minutes with Callum and a couple of other work people the other night, and now he is in a group with Callum and people I work with as well. And I don't know how long that group is going to last, Callum. Could go on for years and years and years. So we'd love to know this morning on 087 711 103. What is the most random group chat you're in? Dave, you got some?
I've got a couple. Every year, I feel like, without fail, it hasn't happened this year, but it happened every other year. I've been added to my dad's group chat with all his friends.
What?
Because they go on holidays like every year to play golf. And every year, one of his friends adds me to the thing instead of adding dad.
Oh, no way.
And I have to be like, not me. I think I'm down as D. Hammond in his thing. And so right. My dad is Don Hammond. So
I thought they were trying to encourage you to come away with the boyos.
No.
No.
Every year, I'm like, hiya, not me.
Yeah.
Damn it. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
Kicks me out and then puts them in. I'm also in my cousin Stag Do that I never went to. That's a group chat. Pops off every now and again. Which is funny because my cousin is not in the group chat because it's obviously, it was like to organise his surprise stag.
Yeah.
So every now and again it'll pop off with a picture from the stag and it's like, oh, do you remember this? And it's like, you know he's not in it. Mm. And I didn't go on this, so this is pointless. Birthday Airsoft, I have no recollection of ever playing Airsoft.
Excellent.
And Murcia 2023, I've never been to Murcia, so I don't know why I'm in that group chat.
Have you ever booked a flight to Murcia?
No, don't never. Think so. I'm kind of thinking, did I miss a trip to Murcia?
Okay, very good.
Human. But obviously that one isn't really active.
I need to just go through them and sit down and remove myself from all of them, because as I said, some of them are active, but these days the new kind of feature on WhatsApp is not everyone's going to get the notification if you leave a group, just the people who are admins, right? So
yeah.
You can kind of disappear nice and quietly if you want to, so I need to kind of get on that. 087 711 103. Let us know what is the most random group chat on WhatsApp you're in. Have a look. You'll probably find plenty. You're on Spin. Chloe's standing by. What's yours?
So I was in a sing song group for my baby. She was 6 months old, but now she's 2.5 and I still have not left that group chat. I only brought her once.
What does this mean? What
in
God's name?
Group chat?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so I mean, like, they're still sending photos of their play dates that they have and videos, Halloween parties, camps.
Sorry.
And I just can't bring myself to leave.
Chloe, when you first said the sing-song group chat, I thought that different mothers would just sing songs into the group chat.
So did I, kind of.
Kids to save your voice or save the effort or something. That actually would be a good idea. But
it's a singing play group. Like, it's like a singing play group thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And at what point?
I just can't bring myself to leave it.
Why?
I don't know why.
Yeah, okay.
I just feel bad. What if they think, like, this traitor?
Now, the only thing I will say to you, Chloe, is if you have a look at the members, see how many admins there are, and if there's only
there's one
admin, well, then you're golden, because she's the only person, or he's the only person, who will get that notification that you've left.
Oh.
It won't be.
It won't.
As long as this is on WhatsApp, admin is the only person who can see that you've left.
Brilliant.
Does anyone sing songs in it?
No, they don't. Like, it's in the groups.
No, I get it. That's fine. I'm not as allergic.
Yeah, and they just
maybe you should start then, Chloe.
Yeah.
You should start singing into it.
Yeah. Just start annoying them and then get kicked out.
It's Rachel. Yeah.
Cheers, Chloe. Thanks, Mel.
Have a great day.
Bye. Thanks.
Talk to you later. Producer Callum.
You know me. I'm such an efficient kind of person. You'd expect me to be like, when I'm done with the group chat, I'm out.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I've got, like, group chats on my phone from when I used to work in Tesco. On the customer service,
just in case it doesn't work out.
Yeah, like, I left Tesco in 2016 and I am still here and I'm in one of the group chats. Now, that group chat is now gone. It's closed.
Yeah.
As in, like, I'm the only person in that group chat now. But I'm still there.
Yeah.
I've also got a load of, like, lunch with different people and stuff from the UK. But then there's one that kind of just got me reminiscing, and it's a group called The Lewises. And I'll take you back to 2018 when Red Bull did a thing called the Flug Tag in Dunleary, and it's where you build a ship to push off a pier into the sea and see how far it flies. The people in this, there's three people left in this. It was a work thing. It's what we did on Spin. There's myself. There's Jazz Keane, who now lives in Australia. He used to do the Zoo Crew. And Peter Collins, who now lives in Australia. Mm-hmm. He used to do 10 till 3. So, like, there's just these people who
dropped
go to Australia.
Drop them a message there. Drop them. They were reminiscing on this group this morning. Yeah. Live on the air.
The Lewises. Let's get the band back together.
Yeah, why not?
There we go.
Build your own ship and get over to Australia to visit them, maybe. See who you get on.
Recharge.
On the back of this, I am doing a mass exodus this morning. I urge you to do the same. If you haven't used your group in a month or two, clear them out. It's so satisfying. I've just deleted a group and I don't really know much about this one called Tomorrow? Don't know.
I love those kind of random ones. Yeah. They're great. There's actually, I'd say a group chat is like a podcast. I'd say very little of them actually stick around.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
I've just also, sorry guys, but you know, it was then and now it's now. I've just left the Des Kelly the Musical group. Yeah, it's time to move on.
I think I left that the first day.
And I've removed myself as well from a hen group from last year, which is good because I thought a year ago, you know, maybe 5 years stay in the group, but no, I'm going to get more ruthless now.
Yeah, this is, I think today is the day. Everyone should leave the group chat. That if there's no interaction within the last month, it's time to get out.
Move on.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
What's the story?
I forgot to tell you that I went to the Stella on Monday night.
Yes.
And I went to see The Shining.
That's very scary. I wouldn't like that.
It was mad. It was a lot.
When was The Shining released?
I feel like that's
been around forever.
It was like back in the 80s or the 90s or something
It's like the OG horror film. No?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
It is, but like it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's just really creepy. Mm. It's not I won't spoil it, but there's no like... Like, you're not freaking... There's no jump scares or anything like that.
If people have it, you can't be afraid of giving away a spoiler from a movie that was released in the 80s.
Yeah, that's true. But I just mean, like, in terms of, like, I've actually never seen it. And it was Halloween, so I was like, well, we need to go see that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So we went to the Stella. And, oh, my God, it was so much fun. Like, so, so cool to watch a movie. We were up in the balcony. Mm. I felt like it was, like, being back in the 1950s.
I've seen... I think a movie once ever at the Stella, and I've been there otherwise just for like events and stuff, but yeah, it's unbelievable.
The only thing I will say is I wouldn't watch a scary movie there.
Why?
Again. Because you're on your own. Do you know what I mean? When you're in the cinema, you're kind of with people.
Yeah.
You're beside people. Mm. People can protect you. When you're in the Stella, you're in your own armchair.
Yeah.
And there's a table in between the two people beside you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you can't really reach over, and if you're scared, I obviously would never be scared.
Of course not, Dave.
Do you know what I mean?
You were there with mm-mm as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there with mm-mm.
So you have to be really strong and brave. Yeah,
cool and strong. But I couldn't, you know, couldn't protect her.
Were you not terrified?
No. I was fine. I wasn't holding my hands up to my face at all.
Our friend Darren years ago asked me to go to this horror movie with him.
Darren, and I wouldn't want to go to a horror movie with Darren because Darren is weird.
Yeah, Darren.
I'd say Darren loves his quirky horror movies.
And he'd never protect you.
No.
He was like, would you come on with me, please? I really want to see this film. And I was like, I hate horror. It's fine. And I brought a scarf with me.
Great show.
So I had the scarf. It was kind of wintertime anyway, so it didn't look too out of place. But I just spent the whole movie on my phone under the scarf because I was like, I told you, I'm not watching it. I'm too scared.
That's the thing. Every time I took out my phone, she was just like looking at me like, really? And I'm like, I'm just checking the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just so happens that it's at a really terrifying time in the movie.
I can't go with them at all.
Oh, not at all.
This is Spin. Morning to you.
Good morning. We are 6 days away from the American election, and it is way too close to call, something we shouldn't have to say. Both Trump and Harris could potentially win in 6 days. But you know the way on CNN or Fox on election night, they'll call the election for someone. Mm. So they'll be like, we call it for this person, or we basically project that this person is going to win. Well, CNN, Fox, CNNBC, RT, all the news channels, they're not the only ones that can call an election.
Mm.
Also, Nickelodeon.
Fair play to them.
And Nickelodeon have already called it, so there's no need to worry at all. It's for a show called Kids Pick the President. It's a series of specials produced by Nickelodeon. It's basically a mock election to determine children's choice for the President of the United States.
Yeah, very good.
So it's basically a way to encourage children in Nickelodeon's audience to become engaged in the political process and, yeah, partly for comedic value as well. But I'd imagine there's a bang of, you know, Commission the Man type of this, do you know? Where, like, they really have to, like, be like, oh, well, we have to do something for the kids, for the politicians, for the politics.
Well, we've ticked that box.
Exactly, tick of the box, that's exactly what it is. But anyway, since 1988, right, the Kids Pick the President has accurately predicted the winner of each election, with the exception of 2004 and 2016 presidential elections.
Sorry,
right?
Since 1980?
1988.
Oh, 88, that's class.
That's pretty good. Like.
Smart.
In 2004, the kids thought it would be John Kerry instead of George Bush. Both candidates declined to appear, stating they were too busy. Boo. Boo, boo, boo. In 2012, boring. In 2012, Obama won with 65% of the vote over Republican challenger Mitt Romney. Romney declined to participate, citing scheduling constraints. Boo! Boring! Obama invited the participants to meet him in person at the White House to answer their questions.
Of course he did.
Of course he
That's
did.
That's the guy.
The decision by Romney to not participate was considered to be an example of his lack of respect for the youth.
Okay,
so there
interesting.
You go. It seems to be a very important thing.
So
I don't understand why you wouldn't.
Do the kids then have the opportunity, if they're meeting them, to like kind of debate him almost, or not debate him, but to quiz him?
I would love to see a debate. but to quiz them, yeah. They met with Obama, so Obama like kind of invited some of these kids who like voted for him in the Nickelodeon election to be like, yeah, come and answer some questions,
Brilliant.
And come and see the White House, whatever. In 2016, the kids did think it would be Hillary Clinton instead of Trump. Fair enough, we all did.
Wishful thinking.
Neither showed up apparently in 2016 to this Kids Pick the President thing.
Oh, that's why Hillary lost, wasn't it?
Yeah, but both campaigns provided video statements for the show. So that was kind of good. Trump's message was shorter and less specific, apparently, while Clinton's video included more detail about her policies tailored to the young audience. So that's why they
God, the power of Nickelodeon. That's cool, isn't
that's
it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It seems to be that kind of a
reputable.
Vibe.
Reputable. Yeah.
But I remember a comedian talking about Clinton, Bill Clinton, and he was like, this guy was on MTV and he was like, you know, he'd be asked questions like, hey, what's your favourite food, by a kid, and Bill Clinton would be like, I don't know, fries. And he'd be like, we like fries.
it's just very simple
to get the kids vote, but I feel like if you get the kids vote, you may potentially get the parents vote as well. Well, the votes are in for Nickelodeon's 2024 Kids Pick the President Kids Vote. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's the Democratic presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, everybody.
Oh, wow.
With only 52%.
Even the kids are not torn.
52%.
It's because he goes on about McDonald's so much then.
Even the kids are divided.
Oh, lass.
More than 32,000 kids cast their virtual ballot in the poll from October 3rd to 23rd, according to Nickelodeon, and he only lost by 4%.
I can imagine all the Trump folks though are the dad over the shoulder being like, pick that one out, son.
Yeah.
You know?
My God.
You're going to be in New York right after this election.
I know. Like, the second there's a new president, I'm going to be there.
Wow.
Welcome them in.
That's going to be really cool for you to be there at
be
that time, won't
Or
it?
Really dangerous, depending on how it goes.
Listen, we'll hope for the former.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billboard is basically a publication that is one of the most reputable, I think, in the world when it comes to music, when it comes to stars, when it comes to anything musical. If you're getting it from Billboard, I would say it would take a very serious and very qualified music journalist to get a job with Billboard. I think they're very reputable.
Okay.
And they have started this list of the greatest pop stars of the 21st century. It's an article series that they're doing at the moment. So every time they add a new pop star to the list, they do a full podcast about this artist and why they deserve a place on the list.
Interesting.
And then they also kind of do a full kind of essay about them and stuff. But these are from people who know their stuff, you know?
Okay.
So they're kind of dragging this out a little bit, getting from 25 down to 1. But currently we have 25 to 6, but I'm not sure if they'll release, say, number 5 in 1 month and then take a month to release number 4, etc., etc. But I found the top 25 to 6 already quite interesting, with some very obvious names missing. So I don't think it's too much of a head-scratcher to figure out some that might be in the top 5.
So we don't know the top 6?
We don't know the top 5 yet. Yeah,
right, okay.
We have it from 25 to 6.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So, for example, just to walk you through, at 25 and the comeback into music hasn't been successful, but you can't ignore how popular Katy Perry was in the noughties. So she's in there at 25. Ed Sheeran's at 24. Again, no argument here. One Direction at 22. You had Bruno Mars at number 20. Down to 16. Now you're looking at Jay-Z. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Then you're looking at Miley Cyrus, just under Jay-Z at 15.
Terrible song choice.
I did big things for that. And then otherwise in there, just to give you a flavour, Eminem's in there, as is Ariana Grande, Adele, Kanye, and Britney is in at 6, okay?
Britney's in at 6.
Yeah, now bear in mind, these are stars of the 21st century. We're in 2024. That's 24 years to kind of think about, not just people who are big right now.
Okay.
You know? So I'd like to get our predictions in. It might take months before we can revisit this and figure out if either of us were right, but I will keep a close eye on it. And I'd like you to get your predictions in now, Dave, in writing, on the airwaves, to see who you think the top 5 might be.
Okay. In 5th place, I'm going Rogue, because he hasn't been mentioned on the list as far as I can see. I'm going Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
Right, and I just think because he's quite prolific and he's had some bangers, he's been on with Katy Perry, I wouldn't have put him as high as number 5, but I'm just saying, as high. I think it'd be weird for him not to be on the list.
Okay. I put at number 5 Kendrick Lamar.
Did you? Crap, okay. That's probably more likely.
Okay. Yeah.
This whole thing is going to be me being like, I think it's this person. And I'd be like, no, it's this. I'm like, oh yeah, that's
I don't know. We I haven't a clue.
Okay, 4th place, Rihanna.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I said 4th place, Lady Gaga.
Damn it! Crap, how have I not thought about Gaga?
Okay, who did you have at 3?
Drake.
Very good pick. I was debating Drake. I've gone Harry Styles at 3.
I hate this. Because every time she picks one, I'm like, yeah, that's much better than mine.
Who have you gone for 2, Dave?
Number 2, I have gone for Queen Bee herself, Beyonce.
Interesting. I debated to put Beyonce in or this lady. I've gone Rihanna for number 2.
Have you?
Right.
Okay.
Beyonce, probably, I think you're onto something there, because she's maintained it more, whereas obviously Rihanna's disappeared from the music industry for a while. Number 1, I bet you we've got the same.
I think we have to go for the same. We're talking the amount of awards this person has gotten, the amount of recognition, the amount of work this person puts in.
And how they never just came and went. It's constant.
Yes.
It continues 100%. For the last 20. Is it, how long is Taylor Swift in music?
Oh, sorry, I was talking about Lyra.
Taylor Swift released her debut album, I want to say 18 years ago, last week.
Right, okay, yeah. Taylor is my number 1.
She's dominated kind of the 21st century. My number 1 is Taylor Swift as well.
So I think that'll have to be it.
Kendrick, Gaga, Harry Styles, Rihanna and Taylor Swift. You've gone
Snoop Dogg, Rihanna, Drake, Beyonce, Taylor.
Snoop Dogg is so random. I love it. Yeah. Really good, but quite random.
Sabrina Carpenter, maybe?
Too late in the game, I think,
fair.
For now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning and welcome to a game that we like to call 1 Second in the Cinema. Which would be a terrible amount of time to spend in the cinema if you think about it. But what if you've already seen the movie and you go, oh, I know this one, sure, I don't need to see that. You put one little foot in, you go, ah, no, I've heard that, I'm done. So we are going to play you 1 second of a movie and you have to guess the movie within that 1 second. If you think you know it, WhatsApp us the word cinema right now to 087-711-1038. You're going to hear 1 second of this movie. I don't know what it is, Emma doesn't know what it is, producer Callum does know what it is, but I think I know my movies enough to be able to get it.
I know, I probably won't. But you know what? We'll give it a lash. A pair of IMC Cinema passes for the taking on this. Cinema in a WhatsApp if you know.
Oh my God, what a movie! What a movie!
I don't understand.
What the man, the man, the...
It sounded like a turkey. What the man, the man, the... Hates game.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it right.
That's exactly how I feel. What the hell is going on? What the?
Do you want another clue? Can I give her another clue?
Yeah, go.
I do the cha cha like a sissy girl. I like a do the cha cha.
I think I know what it is. I'm not even lying. I think I have it.
Write it down.
Yeah, one second.
Did I give it away? I think I might have given it away. Let's have a look. Give me. Nope. No.
I wrote Madagascar. Is there not a real fun little lad who says things like that?
I like to move it.
I like to move it.
Damn it.
You can't run around like a footless chicken.
That's what I thought it was.
Headless chicken. What
All right, 087-711-1038. We have ruled out Madagascar.
I'm not the chicken, Maurice.
There's too many things coming up. Also, just the word cinema. Stop sending in your answers.
Ignore them. Just the word cinema is fine.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chapel Roan and good luck, babe. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling with you on Spin.
Good morning.
What is the story? All right.
Welcome to 1 second in the cinema, where we play you 1 second of a movie. You gotta guess it within that 1 second. And if you think you know, then you will win IMC Cinema Passes if you are correct.
Callum picked today's movie, and the clip sounds like this. I'm completely stumped. Stewie, how are you?
How things you well?
What's happening in your world right now? Where are you? What are you doing?
Just on the way to work, driving the lovely sunshine.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. What do you do for work, Stewie?
I work in the public sector.
Very good.
Oh, don't want to reveal yourself?
Please be more vague.
No.
You want to say nothing, and that is fair enough. Listen.
Say nothing, absolutely.
This is a crazy clip that I thought was from a little lad, some kind of a wild animal in Madagascar. It sounds like this. And apparently it's not, but it's from some random film.
What's that movie, Stewie?
Bruce Almighty.
Let's have a listen. And see if you're right.
A potential scandal with the Buffalo PD surfaced today when the...
Oh my God!
Do you remember it now?
I don't really remember the moment, but I did see that film, and it does make sense.
That is when
now.
Jim Carrey's character becomes God, and he decides to mess with Evan, the news anchor.
Yes,
is this when
they're at the waterfalls? Niagara Falls.
Yes, it's a different scene, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, you're absolutely correct. Fair play to you. You've won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema Passes. Fair play.
Congrats, Stewie.
Thanks a million, guys.
Have a great day. Bye.
Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Do you think that when you watch a movie, your brain just takes quotes and keeps them in your brain?
Forever, yeah.
Is that just how your brain works?
It is, unfortunately. I don't know why it didn't work.
And then it ends and I just remember the kind of the plot.
Yeah, no, I remember the quotes and everything. If only I could do that for school, I wouldn't be a radio presenter, I'll tell you that much.
What would you do?
I'd be a scientist or something.
An accountant, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, give me a quote from Shrek, quick.
Give me a quote from Shrek. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder.
Callum, come on, you're better at this. As in, you know movies off the top of your head.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
This is so dumb. Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans. I remember once getting earwax. Alas, earwax. There we go.
You had... You're a wizard, Harry.
Right. This is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, no. One, but The Simpsons movie.
The Simpsons movie on the big screen.
Your brain. I want to just creep inside for an hour and then leave forever. Here's Justin Timberlake.
Leave forever.
Spin. I'm worried, right, because I think my cold is starting to get better and I've been using it as my excuse to be lazy for a week now.
I actually have the exact same problem. I'm still sick, but I'm like, no, but I'm not sick enough to
I got a coughing fit at boxing? That would be terrible. What if I need to blow my nose halfway through a session? I better sit it out for another day and see how I feel tomorrow.
Dead right.
But you know what? I'll stick on the green tea for today.
Yeah.
Have another nice nap. And sure, we'll see how we go tomorrow.
I'm too sick to cook. Time to get another takeaway.
Do you, Dave?
Yeah.
Fully understand that. I'm milking this so hard, man. I really need to sort myself out.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.